Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Don Lund. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting second. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lucrit Lau. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kritlau. Hatfield moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dropo moves to second. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Dropo moves to third. Two outs. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray takes first base on ball four. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dropo scores. Gray moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Delsing bunts towards the mound. Kritlau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delsing moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Delsing scores. Niemann moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dwayne Pellett now pitching. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. Lund bunts towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dropeau hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski now playing first base. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 2 in the game. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lund. Lenhart reaches second base with a double. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenhart scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Bellet covering, for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dropo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz. Batts reaches second base with a double. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-3 in the game. Lund takes first base on ball 4. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gray takes first base on ball 4. Batts moves to third. Lund moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batts scores. Lund scores. Gray moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Cocos pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cocos moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cocos scores. Hunter moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Ray Herbert now pitching. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground that hits Hunter. Hunter is out and Lenhart is safe at first. There goes Hunter trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Krahoski moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Cocos now playing left field. Satchel Paige now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 4 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Del Singh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Littlefield pinch runs for Les Moss. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Littlefield moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Littlefield moves to third. Two outs. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cocos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.